the situation seems to be normal now. My problem is humanitarian only, as you are talking about. So still I'm talking to the SRRC chairperson in Yambio, at least to speed up and rescue the situation. Indeed, the children are suffering, even the old age. Now, a lot of diarrhea and a lot of malaria. So maybe that's good. Also, the government can intervene at least and facilitate the humanitarian to reach this end before it come to the worst.
Yes, you're talking of diseases now attacking, infecting the people in the displaced areas. Describe to us how severe is the situation? How severe is this humanitarian situation that you're worried about?
Shelter, food items, and clothes, because most of them, the houses were burned. Most of our houses were burned. They are completely naked. So maybe no blankets, no what is what they are facing.
And so now, where are they putting up? Are there some shelters put up for them to just squat?
It's problem now to get shelters. They are putting in the chambers and the schools.
And of course, those schools are congested. Is there any COVID preventive measures being observed?
That is another problem. This is what I'm very worried about. So this is why I'm saying you can speed up. At least we can be able to separate them with shelters, because they are congested in one place. It is a risk for them.
And tell me, are there some humanitarian organizations trying to help on the ground?
Yeah, the World Division, but it is not enough. The little they are giving, which is not enough, because they are having a good number of the people who fled from inside Tumbura.
And practically, have they given them something that you have seen, and what are they?
Only maize and some clothes. Maize, some clothes, and cooking oil. That's all.
And understand there was a plan by UNHCR in Yambio to relocate them to Mapandu refugee settlement. Did that happen?
No. They are IDPs. They are not refugees. You know, they cannot allocate IDPs into refugees settlement. So if there is anything, the support can reach them here. We cannot mix up the IDPs and the refugees.
Yes, so now your appeal is to the government that besides the NGO, government should also intervene. What do you want your government to do?
At least to talk with the NGOs there to supply them with food items as soon as possible.
Yeah, let me ask a bit about security. Since last week, what have you observed? Has there been any gunshot heard, or the situation is now calm and this fear is subsiding?
Yeah, the situation is calm now. 5 days back, the situation is calm. Even this morning, I managed to talk to the nearest people, at least to go back to their places, because the way they are suffering, the way I'm seeing them suffering, is not good to stay in one place like that. At least those who came from 17 miles and 18 miles, 15 miles to remain in one place. But within Tumbura, are supposed to go to their locations, to their residential areas.
So now tell me, what have you done as government to solve this security problem, to bring it down?
Yeah, we managed to sit together with the elders and the chief, church leaders, and at least to designate a peace message to the entire population in Tumbura. So they are at least understanding what is taking place now. So most of them are now trying to go to their places. So the situation is a bit calm now, and they are responding to what we are telling them.